If you fancy a change in career and you've been wondering, will I, won't I, perhaps this is the one that you need to do. Take ownership and make your change work for you. Liam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you're coming to the Ballyban Enterprise Centre tonight, so you are, that, isn't it?
Yes, this evening at 6:30.
When you say taking ownership, what do you mean, Liam?
Well, I suppose what Liam Blewett and the people in Ballyban are trying to do tonight is just look at the whole area of career change, which has been forced on a lot of people at the moment, as well as there are always those who kind of move to career change willingly, but right now there's quite a lot of people who have been forced into that area. So I suppose based on two things, really, my own experience of career change. I've done quite a lot of career change myself over the years, and also based on my work in Sligo at Careers, where I work quite a lot with people who are in the midst of career change. I'll be looking at ideas that people are sort of suggestions for people who are interested in career change or who are in that position right now, what they should look at doing, what approaches they should take, these simple practical steps as well as maybe more sort of philosophical steps, for want of a better word, that people should be looking at if they're facing career change right now.
But it's a huge step to take. I mean, they may have young family, they may be in a job or not in a job. It may involve moving to another location or another continent or another country. The huge decisions to be made there, Liam.
Yes, and, you know, the decision is big. Some people can move continents without a worry in the world, and others can't move a job without a lot of worry and angst and all of that. So people, and that's your reality. That's what you've got to be able to handle yourself. So just because somebody else can move seamlessly, it seems, doesn't mean that you can. So that's what part of what we talk about taking ownership is understanding what your obstacles are, what is stopping you. People have a lot of status sometimes that bothers them, a lot of pride, maybe an unwillingness to admit that a previous job or a previous enterprise is now running aground and, you know, all of that kind of thing. One of the things I would say, particularly from dealing and studying in this area in the last while, is the speed of admission or the speed at which you accept that something is over helps you in making the transition to the next move. And sometimes we're not good at that. We kind of hold on and hold on and hope against hope kind of thing. But that when you have a hunch that something is going downhill and you check it out and it turns out that your hunch may be correct, that's the time we start looking around rather than waiting until the inevitable, prolonging the inevitable.
So attitude then would be something that you really have to have to be successful at what we're talking about.
Yes, it is hugely down to attitude. And, you know, people right now can listen to a lot of the negative media commentary and kind of believe that's their story as well. And people are very, very influenced by that. A huge number of people I deal with are very influenced by what they hear and listen to in the media. And the whole overarching sense of pessimism in the country right now. And people start saying things like, well, are there any jobs out there? Even though all the evidence is that they have friends working, they maybe even be working themselves. There are people getting jobs, and, you know, there's still quite a lot of movement. The country has not ground to a halt. It certainly is not as good as it was, but it hasn't ground to a halt. And people need to retain a sense of optimism about that. And, you know, I suppose where I'm at, luckily, I meet on a regular basis people who are moving jobs and getting jobs and changing and all of that. So people need to retain a sense of optimism about that. And, you know, I'm not sure if the figure's still true, but up until recently, it was still the case that more people are working in Ireland now than there were 20 years ago. And yet we don't hear enough about that, probably, and hear more about the bad news. And if you just look at this week gone by with the PayPal job announcements and some other announcements, it's like, you know, announcements like that influence people positively as well, even though probably nobody listening to Galway Bay FM will get a job in Dundalk, or very few will. But even the sense that jobs are coming to Dundalk gives a lift to listeners of Galway Bay FM. So people need to kind of make sure they don't get weighed down by the negative commentary in the media and just generally as well. You know, not just the media's fault by any means. It's generally as well. People you meet in the pub or the restaurant can be quite negative as well.
What I thought about that announcement for Dundalk was that there were the people within the Chamber of Commerce and the people within Dundalk were pinching themselves with the announcement. They never thought in their wildest dreams that such a volume of jobs would come their way, and they're just so delighted and so grateful for them.
Yeah, and, you know, the spin-offs of something like that can be quite big as well, because it will sort of embolden other local businesses maybe to look at doing a bit of expansion. You know, if you were located near where the plant is going to be, there are options for expanding businesses and all that. So if we take it that the Celtic Tiger was built on a wave of perhaps misplaced sentiment, you know, the downward spiral may well be built to a certain extent on a wave of misplaced sentiment as well. Or, you know, of course we are going through a desperate time, the worst time in our country's economic history in one way of looking at it. But, you know, people's general sentiment towards it is very, very important. And okay. I find people who particularly lose their jobs can go through a process whereby they almost grieve for some time, and they then need to, you know, then they start getting a bit of empowerment back, or whatever the appropriate cliche is, and start looking around and getting a bit of courage back, a bit of wind back in their sails again too.
Well, if people want to go along to the seminar at the Ballybanner Enterprise Centre tonight at 6:30 with you, Liam, and the team from Shalini Nua Careers, if you call Thomas or Mark on the following number, 386-004, that's 386-004, you must reserve in advance. Just give them your name. Places are strictly limited, so early registration is advisable. There are a few places left for tonight, and if they pop along, 6:30, plenty of parking there. Liam, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Liam Blewett and all the team in Ballyban Enterprise Centre for inviting me along tonight. And I hope people find they do great work there in Ballyban, and I hope people find the seminar useful.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning, Liam.